USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is urging Congress to approve his Ukraine funding request before the holiday recess.
Congress needs to pass a supplemental funding to Ukraine before they break the holiday recess, before they give Putin the greatest Christmas gift they could possibly give him.
He made the appeal in the Oval Office while alongside Ukrainian President Zelensky, who had earlier directly appealed to lawmakers for additional support on Capitol Hill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell states that passing aid for Ukraine and Israel before the holiday break is practically impossible.
Obviously, negotiating border solution is very complicated.
This is due to an impasse between Republicans and Democrats over additional funding for Kyiv, Republicans insisting on linking any aid to more stringent U.S. border policies. The Israel-Hamas conflict now in its 67th day. The United Nations General Assembly poised to vote today on an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. Since the conflict began on October 7th, approximately 90% of Gaza's population has been displaced. Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is urging the Biden administration to allocate over $500 million amidst the escalating migrant crisis. In a letter to President Biden, Hobbs attributes the request to the federal government's failure to secure Arizona's border with Mexico. She asserts that the closure of the Lukeville port of entry has resulted in an unmitigated risk, jeopardizing the state's safety and commerce. Customs and Border Protection shut down the port last week to enhance support for Border Patrol and migrant processing. 20% of black voters express a preference for an alternative candidate rather than choosing between President Biden or former President Trump in the upcoming year. That's according to a Gen Forward survey. This poses a challenge for Biden's potential second term, considering the pivotal role black voters played in his 2020 victory. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. That's 800-540-9750.
A number of economists anticipate the Federal Reserve initiating interest rate cuts as soon as June. In a recent CNBC Fed survey, over half of the 35 participating experts share this view, a figure expected to reach nearly 70% by July. Additionally, they've lowered the likelihood of a recession to approximately 41%, marking an 8-point decrease from the October survey. Harvard's governing board has decided to retain Claudine Gay as the university's president, despite calls for her resignation and termination following her testimony on campus anti-Semitism before a congressional committee. The board expressed confidence in her leadership. Never judge a book by its cover or the fact that it's in the discount bin. Here's Corey Myers to tell you why.
A Scottish woman who picked up a first edition copy of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone in a bargain bin for around $12 sold it at auction yesterday for $69,000. The hardcover book titled Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in the U.S. was one of 200 printed that went to bookstores back in 1997. It was the first in the series by author J.K. Rowling. The woman kept it for years, thinking it was worthless because it didn't have a dust jacket. But then she learned it never had one in the first place.
Former President Trump is launching a set of digital trading cards. They are called the Mugshot Edition. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.